And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking about fishing, half-day fishing, three-quarter-day fishing, full-day fishing, lots of good fishing talking about here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
No matter what the season, Rapala lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Rap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Rap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Rap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Rap Mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Rap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.
It's the Black Friday Sellathon at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They've got great offers across the Ford lineup through Cyber Monday. Ford is offering a great lease on two of their top SUVs, Escape and Explorer. Lease one during the Sellathon and take advantage of the amazing deals. Stop into your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer to test drive one and qualify today. If you need a new truck, your San Diego County Ford dealers have got you covered during the Sellathon. They've got great financing deals plus cash back on the legendary F-150. It's the best-selling truck in California for a reason. Tis the season to be trucking. The new F-150s are strong and full of technology. Nothing beats F-150. For Black Friday, your San Diego County Ford dealers are bringing back the trade assist towards select vehicles. Get more for your qualified trade. Stop by your closest dealership to learn more and trade up to a new Ford. But you have to act fast. All Sellathon offers absolutely end Cyber Monday. Get the details at buyfordnow.com and visit your San Diego County Ford dealer right away.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, indeed. You just heard that San Diego County Ford dealer's spot for the Black Friday sale. I'm telling you, this, if you're in the market for a Ford car or a truck, this is the weekend right here, through tomorrow.
Like you said, those big weekends, the sale-a-thons, Black Fridays, the big ones, that's when you want to do it.
Yeah,
it's free. They give away free money.
Yeah, this one is like beyond what's going on, because you got end-of-year clearance.
Right.
You've got the Black Friday sale. It's like the perfect storm. All happening all at once.
That sounds good
so
to me.
So go see your San Diego County Ford dealers through tomorrow with some amazing deals on Ford cars and trucks.
I feel like I'd look good in a new F-150. I want to do
that. You would look good. Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Captain Fred Huber, good morning.
What's up, Fred?
More Pete, more Rick.
Great to have you in the studio.
Good
fantastic
to be here.
Yeah. So what's going on in the Daily Double?
Just local fishing. We had another nice fall. You know, last fall was phenomenal. The amount of bonita, big bonita, and yellowtail we saw was really good. This year the yellowtail were missing, but you know, bonita is a very good half day fish. They're nice big quality fish. We're still catching some bass. The sand bass. Sand bass did good this year. Seeing them in the fall in places where, you know, we typically see them in edges, and then we're starting to see them out in the deeper water. There's a pretty good amount of whitefish. It's kind of smallish, but whitefish are active, and you know, we haven't even really got that deep into the rockfish fishing, so.
Yeah, you really haven't needed to, right?
Yeah, it's like I like leaving them alone unless, you know,
right.
if that's the absolute last thing, it's like, okay, we'll go rock fishing. But if we're catching any kind of game fish, if we're catching bass, if we're catching bonita, that's what I want to target.
Yeah, totally. That's what I love about the Daily Devil. And, boy, that bonita fishing this year was real deal, and they're really nice ones.
Yes, They're not the pocket bones.
Yeah, no,
they're,
no way.
They're quality. They're the quality fish. You know, a lot of times they're
ultimate bonita comeback, like the old days,
yes.
Right?
You know, I talked to some long range guys, and they say they don't see them getting wrapped down south as much as they used to. You know, the boats would work the lee of Cedros, and you know, from the beach all the way out to the island, and I guess that's not happening. So. They attribute some of our success to that.
Okay.
Yeah, the reduction fishery is just not what it used to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're doing with it.
Yeah, is that what they did with it, you think?
I don't know.
Who knows and who cares? All I know is it's up here and it's biting.
Yes, let's look at the upside.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as they don't wrap them. That's
yeah, exactly. Well, that's great. And fun fishing. That is like the most perfect thing, fun. Go out on the double. Get a boat cheeseburger, fly line and baits, and casting Colt snipers and catching bonitas, because there's few things that are of that size that are willing to bite and pull as hard as they do. They're a blast.
Yep, and, you know, I have a picture in my mind, this little 10-year-old girl that had never fished before.
Right.
She had about a 6-7-pounder, you know, crew hooked it.
Yeah.
Put it in her hands, and she was just beaming last Friday. That was what she did Black Friday.
that's a
rad.
Big bonita.
Yes.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Get her off the idea of being in a mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, well, no question.
We've talked about it a bunch of times, but it's warrants bringing up again. You guys do such a seriously good focus on exactly that story, on having kids on the boat, and your crew is so over the top with kids and helping and learning, and I just think their hats should all be off on what a good job you guys do about them.
Well, we try, and I tell people this is the drug we're peddling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to get your kids hooked at an early age and get them, you know, coming back. And,
yeah.
You know, I have to say, Friday, most of the fleet was in, and, man, I marvel at our fleet and how many boats and how many people. And when I say our fleet, I mean the San Diego Sport fleet, you know, not
right.
Just the boats that Steve and I are owners of, partners on. But, you know, our San Diego fleet, it's amazing. When all those boats are at the dock, I marvel at how many people we take to see.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's
half day, three-quarter day, full day, overnight, day and a half, 3-day, long range.
All the long range boats were in on Friday. And it's
that was cool.
Yeah.
What a sight.
It is.
And then it all goes
amazing.
Crazy. They all go out at once, right?
Well, it just goes to show when the docks are empty and all those boats are out there, you know, spread out all over the place, how many people are out there?
Yeah.
It's just,
seriously.
You know, It's pretty phenomenal.
And you started a lot of those people on the Daily Double. Daily Double is kind of like the starting point for a lot of people, and they still go. The thousands and thousands of kids that you've turned fishing onto is unbelievable.
No doubt. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a lot of them, but we've touched a few lives.
Yeah, you have, for sure. So give us, what's the schedule right now for Daily Double?
Very, very basic. 8:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon.
What a great run.
Yeah,
yes.
I think that was the best call. I know you did that a couple years ago, and I think that was such a good call.
Yeah, it's worked. you know, it's nice not having to compete with the other boats. You know, okay, well, you know, we've only got a few people. Do we send them next door? Are they going to cancel? What's this? Who's that? It's like we're either going or we're not. And I generally, you know, if I leave it online in the morning, we're going. And it just, it's a nice, easy day. I have a tendency to fish late. You know, we might not get in right at 2:30. But, you know, it just, it's easy. And it's, you know, are we making a mountain of money? No. But you know what? I'm having fun. And, you know, let's go fishing.
That's right. Yeah. And that's kind of your fall, winter, spring schedule, and then different in summer?
So we play it up, in the spring. You know, April, May, we'll start doing Fridays and Saturday, 3 in the afternoon to 8:30 in the evening.
Twilight.
Yeah, once I don't like calling it twilight because we're fishing in the light.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
time
you
of
think
year.
About a traditional twilight trip and you're spending a couple hours in the dark fishing. Right. We don't. You know, by the time it starts getting dark, we're heading in.
Yeah.
But you're leaving earlier in the afternoon, so you're getting that late afternoon sundowner bite, and then instead of spending the last couple hours, which maybe traditionally aren't the most productive, you're boogieing right in. You're getting like the best out of the afternoon time.
It is a nice slice of the late afternoon bite. It really is. And I tell you what, as a hunter, you know, we're just out in the valley, you know, the morning shoot and the sundown shoot are what it's about. Yeah. That the midday can be kind of sleepy hunting wise, but it's nice. It's nice catching the end of the day. It really is. And it's such a peaceful time of day. And it's just, you know.
And that's what you do starting in April, May.
Yeah. So we start off, we'll introduce Fridays and Saturdays. And then, you know, by mid-May, end of May, we will do 7 days a week. Both two trips, 7 days a week.
But your trip year round is 8:30 to 2:30.
8:30 to 2:30.
Year round. That's cool.
I think so too.
No coming off of that.
Gentlemen's hours.
Now, your partner, Steve, has been catching some yellowtail, huh?
Yeah, that, you know, it's just, it's pretty amazing how they're able to jump offshore, have decent offshore fishing, and then come back into the islands. And those guys and their sonars, and they're so tuned into things. And it's just a matter of time. They're out there someplace, and I know it took them a little while to put their fingers on them, but I think Ryan was on yesterday. I think he found them first this time, but between Steve and Ryan, one of those guys is gonna gonna find yellowtail on the islands. I don't care. They're determined.
Ryan was so quick to say that yesterday that, you know, that that you guys as a fleet, you know, the Mission Bell and Liberty and the San Diego, that, you know, they work very, very closely together, and three fantastic operators with the best machinery possible. And, you know, you put Steve P. behind the wheel of a good sonar and a good boat like the Mission Bell, and then there's very little area for those things to escape that Mission Bell.
Yeah, you're going to find them. They're determined. They are driven. They are passionate, and they're gonna track them down. If they're there, they're going to track them down.
So what's
they were
the
there
run
in a big way yesterday.
Yeah.
Got them, huh?
See, I think they had 26 people. That limits a yellowtail.
Oh, man.
It sounded like it was mostly deep fish, dropper loop, and yo-yo fish. And, you know, I saw pictures, and one of my friends was with them, and that was a rundown I got from them.
That's awesome.
And, you know, meanwhile, Philip and I, we're over in the valley, you know, duck hunting, and it's like we never pulled the trigger. And, you know, looking at our fish counts on the way home, it's like, why did we drive 2.5 hours to the valley? Yeah,
we should have went fishing.
Yeah, we should have went west. We went east. What the heck? Or south.
Yeah, no
cool.
So Mission Bell Run is a full day trip out of Portland, almost sport fishing, right?
Yeah, that's been relabeled. You know, we used to call them 3/4 day trips, and I never understood why. You know, they leave at 6 a.m. They get back at 6 p.m. Uh-huh. You know, how is that 3/4 of a day?
Yeah.
So
sounds,
you know,
like a full day to me.
Yeah, I think all the landings kind of got together and you know, called it, okay, let's call this a full day.
Yeah.
So a 12-hour trip.
Yeah. And the nice thing is that it's a nice Mission Bell is such a comfortable boat and a limited boat too.
Yeah, it is. He's fishing, what's he at, 40 people?
Yeah, max.
And the offshore trips, I think he's 38. You know, Steve, you know, when we bought that boat, it shrunk. It shrunk since we bought it. We used to put 49 on it.
Now you reduced it.
Yeah.
It's just very comfortable. And like you said, very top-end machinery and fish hold and everything about that boat is just right for what we do.
Yes, we've done a lot since we've acquired that boat.
No doubt, yeah.
And it's in good shape. It's in good shape. And you know, just kind of like me talking about, I like my hours. Steve's the same way. It's like, no, this is too many people. No, this is too many. And
yeah.
And he's got it where he likes it. And, you know, he's talked about doing a higher ticket price and even less people. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's hard to know. You never know what the market's going to bear and what's going to work out best. But you know, we like to have fun. We like to be comfortable.
That's
the thing about your run on the Daily Double. The thing about Fred is he's there every day.
Yep.
And you want to know what's going on? You just talk to Fred and go, "What's going on out there?" Well, it's, you know, we got this and we got that. But what do you see for the next? I mean, we got great weather here for the next few days, then a little storm, and then, you know, more great weather in store. What do you see? Going to have to go to Rockfish, or is this Bonita and Bass going to stick around? What's going to happen?
I think the Bonita's there. What's kind of different this year, last year we were catching it offshore, a lot of jig strikes, and it was out in the open and a lot more vulnerable. This year it's been more on edges, more in different places. And it's been a little finicky. Traditionally, Bonita, this time of year, you don't want to overfeed them. You don't want your chummer to, you know, let a lot of bait go. And, you know, last year it would respond and it would react. This year, you know, we're needing to be a little bit.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, a little bit more cautious. I can't tell you exactly why. Yeah. You know, one of my other captains was kind of pinning me down. Well, why? Why didn't you want me throwing twos?
Yeah.
It's like, I only wanted you throwing ones. And you know, I explained to him, it's like, I don't know, just what I've seen in the past.
Sure.
But you know, the kids, they're always wanting to, why?
Yeah.
It's, I don't have a good answer, but, you know, I know traditionally, you know, over the years, that's what we've seen. And you know, there's been that gap to where we haven't seen the Bonita. I wish we had anchovies.
Yeah.
But sure.
Anyway,
but
I'm dating myself again.
Yeah, that small sardine that Everingham Brothers been catching is perfect for that, though, right?
It has been nice, but I'm curious what the anchovy would
do.
Yeah.
How does that affect the bass fishing for you guys? I mean, does it respond better to anchovy, or does that small sardine work well?
I think ideally having both, you know, the anchovies for the chum and then a little bit bigger size bait for, you know, to catch especially illegal fish. The sardines have been nice. We feel pretty fortunate for what we have.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I got off on thinking about what we don't have. You know, focus on what we have.
Yeah.
But there's no denying that it's a nice bullet to have in the gun when you know you got a tank of anchovy. There's just nothing that seems to get the bass fired up like spraying some anchovy out there. I mean, now, like you said, there's plenty to be said about, you know, sardines easier to cast and bigger bait and maybe hook a bigger fish and all that, but it sure is nice to sprinkle a few choves over there just to get them fired up.
No doubt about it. Well,
squid, please.
Squid.
Okay,
see, there you go.
Yeah, touche.
I mean, have there been years where you're carrying squid on a half-day boat?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's years where just the whole coast will be flooded. Boy, it's really tight right now. It's, you know, you talk to the guys up north, and it's a premium.
Yeah.
That's such a weird animal, too. Like, when condition dictates and they dictate, it's just everywhere and you can't get away from it. And then there's other times when it's just, nowhere to be found, nowhere to be seen. You know, it's a
2010 was one of the most phenomenal squid years, you know.
That was when all that sea bass was stacked up in Pacific Beach. And
Yeah. Boy.
All that squid lived here.
Yeah.
Well, it popped up everywhere.
Everywhere.
They're catching all up and down the coast.
It can happen again.
It will happen. It's a cyclical thing, you know. Like.
But those, you know, and that was some cold water years. They had that year. We had there was upwellings all across the equator. That was kind of a crazy year. A lot of weird things.
Yeah, no doubt.
But that's the beauty of the ocean is it changes every single day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an unfolding show, and I got a front row seat. I get to watch it every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
How many days have you traveled out on the Daily Double? You're going, well, we'll just go back to the same spot, and it's totally different.
It's always changing, yeah. There's so many things that stay consistent, but there's, you know, you can never count on them. You can never count on anything. It's funny, people ask me, well, what are we fishing today? It's like, I don't know, I've been off for 2 days, you know. Let me look at the ocean, and I'll tell you once we get out there. Well, what should I tie on? A hook.
Yeah, we'll catch something.
Yeah, well, so and then add a sinker or, you know, add another hook or.
What's the biggest effect? Is it the moon, the tide, what affects that half day fishery?
Well, of course, you know, the moons and tides, you know, waters will shift. You know, if we haven't had current, you're always likely to have more current on full moons, and you know, if you've been lacking current. But then that can work against you. It's like we've had the perfect amount of current, and now the moon comes through, and the current's smoking. There's, you know, Pete, you're asking me to put my finger on one thing?
Well, no, I'm Come just on. Saying, you know, okay, you go out there, and it's like, well, what changed? Was it,
oh, yeah.
it's, we're on the way to the full moon?
I think coastally, you know, upwellings and water, you know, the body of water changing, you know. There'll be times, I love fishing the inside, you know, mouth of the harbor, and you get clean water in there, things just light up. But you start getting big tides, and you'll get water pushing out of the harbor that might, you know, make it off.
Yeah.
And upwellings are always going to...
Upwellings.
Turn the water over.
Condition-wise, are conditions often more stable in the spring and summer than they are in the winter and fall, or does that just... Is there no pattern to things being more stable? You know, like... In the summertime, is it common to find things, you know, stable and good for a week at a time, and then the wintertime they're up and down like a roller coaster, or is there no bearing of the time of year for, you know, steadiness?
Things change in the spring.
Okay.
Spring is when it's like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen today?
Best ever, worst ever.
Yeah. We're actually this time of year, fall and winter are the most stable, I think.
Stable?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, minus the storms coming through that affect us. My fall's my favorite time of year. We talked about that, I think,
totally.
Last time I was on the... But then the winter's real nice, too. It's like, you know, we get such nice weather.
Oh, my gosh.
If there's not frontals coming through.
Yeah.
We were talking about it before the show started, how spoiled we are being in San Diego and being able to fish in Point Loma. I mean, there are very, very few days on the calendar where you can't fish. And there are a huge number of days in the wintertime that you would just assume it was summertime, you know. I mean, we're very lucky down here.
Yeah.
We are blessed.
We are. After spending a week in Chicago, I can tell you that for sure. Yeah. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lots to talk about here with Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing.
You're not kidding. Such a cool opportunity on somebody that's, like Pete said, I mean, you don't get more time on the water and get to see conditions and how they relate and how the fishing changes as a guy like Fred. And we're just really looking forward to a great show. Lots of great information coming your way. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you this morning. There's two ways. You can reach us here at Let's Talk Hookup this morning, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking fishing all morning with Fred, we are also giving away a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win half-day fishing for two to go fishing aboard the Daily Double. Get in on all this great information we've been talking about. That pass is also going to include tackle rental, so if you're bringing a buddy that doesn't have gear, that's going to be provided for you. It's a great opportunity to go fishing on one of the very best boats in all of San Diego, the Daily Double, at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Fred, 858-457-1090 or 877-457-1090. 792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hook up on the mighty 1090.
Had a dream.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Akrit reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and cruise with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations, so let's go fishing.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's katmai.com.
XSRRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Just heard an ad for Katmai Lodge, that wonderful place on the Alaknak River in Alaska. You know, our dates, we adjusted our dates for Katmai next summer, the 20th of July to the 24th of July. Still, and still phenomenal dates, and still offering our phenomenal Let's Talk Hookup discount of $39.95 for the four-day trip, which is $800 less. They raised their prices, and it's $800 less. And what Bob Cantor, the general manager, said, if you can't make our dates on the 20th, he said he will honor that Let's Talk Hookup discount anytime during the season of 2019 for Katmai Lodge.
I'll tell you, that is, it is crazy that they can offer it for that price. And I had no idea until I was so fortunate to get to go up there this year, because the service that they provide that far off the grid, you just can't fathom. I mean, every toothpick and piece of toilet paper and piece of food and everything else needs to be flown into there. There is no road. There is no drive. There's no, I mean, it is so far off the grid. And for them to make it that comfortable, there's just no way they can do it for as little as they charge.
And they, back in the day, they used to put 80, 90 people in there. Now they limit it to 32 people, which really makes a huge difference.
I'm sure.
Yeah, huge difference. But it's a great experience, and for them to offer our listeners that $800 discount. Now, Alaska's never a cheap deal. $39.95, $4,000 is not.
Oh, it's an expensive
price.
Trip. Sure.
But needless to say, if you want the ultimate freshwater Alaskan experience with bears and moose and all the otters, and what else do you see? Eagles everywhere.
Yeah,
eagles
and you can
are
see
like
wolf. I mean, wolf? Yeah. Everything about it. The one day that we went up the river to fish for rainbow trout and grayling, we saw, I think it was either 17 or 19 bears that one day, like just heading up there. And they're all over the place, and they're cruising around, and they're concerned with the fish, not concerned with the fishermen. It is the coolest. If you like taking photos and fishing in the coolest area you can imagine, that is it. Yeah. There is no better.
Yeah, and if you want to go to Brooks Falls, that's July 20th is prime time for Brooks Falls. Brooks Falls is where you see all those National Geographic pictures of all the brown bears feeding on the falls.
Catching salmon in the air when they're jumping up the waterfall.
Have you seen that new Geico commercial?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Except there's no sushi restaurant. But that it's still wilderness. But that's kind of the theme of that place.
Yeah.
Same kind of deal. So, anyway, our listeners, anytime you want to go during the season that there's availability, which they are very, very booked this year, you can get that $39.95 price. Just call Katmai, call Charmel in the office there at Katmai, and just say, hey, I want the Let's Talk Hookup deal.
That's huge.
And check katmai.com, K-A-T-M-A-I, or go with us on July 20th through the 24th. That's going to be a good time.
Sounds good to me, man. Well, the phones are getting packed up. If somebody wants to get through again, best way, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Fred Huber, also your chance to win a couple half-day passes to go fishing on board the Daily Double.
Big time, for sure. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, loaded with great information. They have a lot of turkey hunting info, and they have a whole flyer on that Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, the tournament that happened a couple weeks ago down in Cabo San Lucas. So all the winners and all the details and all the sponsors and such. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And I'll tell you what, Fred, I want to ask you, if somebody's coming out on the Daily Double, What's the setup? I know you don't have to bring anything because you guys will supply everything. What's the setup?
A 20-pound outfit, Pete. It seems like that's what I find myself reaching for most often. I'm not a tackle guy.
But 20-pound. Do you see a lot of spinning reels on there? You see a lot of convention reels. What's the ticket?
We sure like the spinning rods when we're fishing the kelp, and you absolutely have to topwater fish, you know, taking a sinker off, and they work. And I'm amazed at the spinning reels that are out there now and how far they've come.
Good they are. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, ever since those bait runners came out, those Shimano bait runners are just, you know, what a breakthrough those were.
It's a game changer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the way the bait runner works is it's a regular spinning reel, and you could cast it like a spinning reel, and then you flip a handle, and it's in free spool until you close the bail,
and then there's a lever that disengages the drag system, so it's running out, and that where you're having to flip the bail over, that's gone.
Yeah. So if you get bit, it runs the line, and you just turn the handle.
Yeah, and then it reengages the drag system.
And what a great thing for kids that is, because it's kind of foolproof, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we focus on getting them trained up on the conventional gear. We want people to get used to it, and as I was mentioning, it's like, you know, let's get them hooked on this, and let's get them using conventional gear to start with. But
you get right off the start.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if possible. I mean, unless they're little tiny guys.
Yeah.
You've seen it all because you've helped train people up. Do you find it easier to start somebody, and this would maybe not just be Daily Double, but in general, you know, father's getting ready to start his daughter or son, you know, out and fishing and wants to go along the run. Is it easier for somebody newer and younger to learn with a very traditional you know, conventional reel, or like a low profile bass type reel. You know, I mean, have you seen, like, is the bigger spool easier access? You know, like, I'm thinking like an old, you know, 500 narrow. Is that easier for somebody to learn to cast on than a low profile style reel?
Well, I think the size of the person we're dealing with. I mean, if it's a little guy, you know, their hands can wrap around. You know, I think back to when Philip was little, my oldest son, when he was, you know, 5, 6, 7, the little Garcia Abu level wines, yeah. those are great for the little kids. But, you know, once they start getting bigger, if they can jump right into like a 501, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There's a new reel and that's sparking my mind. There's a new reel that Shimano came out with this year. It's under the Corrado line. And they're not cheap, but they're really not expensive. It's like a $250 reel. And it's under the Corrado line, but it's got a digital casting enhancement, and that would be the right reel for a kid. I mean, it's still a reel that you need to know how to use your thumb and not, but you want to talk about a reel that virtually anybody could cast as a conventional reel. It's the new Corrado DC. Yeah, it is backlash a bull, but you really have to be trying to get a backlash out of it. It's like their most advanced DC technology. And we were all expecting that to be a $500 reel because it is. It's their best digital cast control that they've ever come out with. But they didn't. They didn't charge it off. It's only a couple $100. And that would be a really good reel for somebody that's learned. Because, I mean, you still have to know the mechanics on how to, you know, use a conventional reel. But the aid, like almost like the training wheels are there to help get you started. And not, I mean, not cheap, but not a budget breaker either.
Yeah, perfect for casting fly line baits or for casting plastic, because the advantage is with that level wine, you don't have to worry about getting that. And that's probably with a conventional reel one of the hardest things to teach, right? Getting the line even across.
Yeah, plus just keeping your thumb on the spool.
On the spool.
We work so hard on that on the boat.
Every day.
Yeah, and you know, I tell my guys, you know, we'll pull into a spot and two-thirds of the rent rodders will be backlashed, and I'll say to them, I'll look at them, and they'll say, Fred, you know, we told them to keep their thumbs on the spool, and it's like, I'm sure you did, but you got to choose your words better, you got to make better eye contact, you know, they're not all F students, they're not all A students, but you're the teacher, and we work real hard on that. That's part of what we do is getting somebody off the street, it's never done it, and it's like being able to explain it to them, getting their attention, and, you know, training them, and hopefully getting them hooked on what we're so passionate about. And you know what? I got a feeling that Shimano's probably pretty interested in getting people hooked as well.
They want that, too. The manufacturers.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, no doubt. Well, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there is your chance.
All right, let's jump into the phones. Talk to Jenny calling us from San Luis Obispo this morning. Thanks for getting us started on Let's Talk Cookup this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
So I was just calling. I love bonita fishing, and I like fishing bonita on bass gear, and I was just wondering what a good jig might be if I were to go out on the daily double.
Good question.
So the cold snipers and that whole line of, we used to call them structure spoons. Where are all the names of those, Rick?
Dart style. Refer to them as darts, you know, but yeah, like a, and cold sniper now, that line has expanded. The one that when somebody says a Colt sniper, the thing that always pops into my mind, and Fred, I know the same as yours, is the dart, you know, the metal jig that, you know, is anchovy looking with a treble hook in the back.
Yeah.
But now they have, under that same line, they have stick baits and jerk baits that are all, you know, Colt sniper sticks and Colt sniper jerks, and all of which are really good lures for that. But you're talking, you know, that
the Colt sniper three-ounce
chrome anchovy-looking, nice treble hook on the back.
Absolutely.
Cast it a mile.
Yes.
3 ounces, yeah, that's what one of the keys there, too, Jenny, is 3 ounce. And does the color matter or just
I don't think so.
Right?
I don't think so. You know, moving them fast.
Fast retrieve or slow retrieve, you think there's much of a difference there?
Well, what we're seeing right now, it's amazing that the fish, you know, it's not a yellowtail, so you don't expect to see it on the bottom. about halfway down, you know, you want to kind of cover a, more of the water column than just the top.
Okay.
So, you know, the top two-thirds of the water column. I have seen them hooked on the bottom, but, you know, trying different depths. And,
sure.
You know, we've got, you know, our regulars that come out, they're pretty sharp at fishing the whole water column and trying different things. And it's fun to watch the guys. They'll get on the same page with each other, and they're pretty crafty.
That's cool.
But, Jenny, that's the advantage of fishing that dart-style Colt Sniper and 3 ounce, is that you can fish the surface, you can fish midwater, you can fish the bottom, and you can find where the fish are hiding. So that would be
I got too deep. I got a red.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a great jig for picking off bottom fish and things like that. And the other nice thing about that Colt Sniper is they have good hardware to them. There is a lot of dart style jigs from a lot of different manufacturers. The thing about that Colt Sniper is they have good split rings and they have good hooks, and you don't have to really worry about, you know.
Megabait, that was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that was like the household name for the longest time.
For a long time, yeah, for sure. Jenny, hope that helps you out and hit some bonita with that. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090, open right now, or 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Doug. He's calling us from San Marcos this morning. What's up, Doug? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great,
doing pretty good, Doug.
Good
morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I got a question for you. I've got a new boat, about a 24-8 Sea Fox, and I'm having trouble with my bait tank, or I'm just not getting the right bait. You know, it seems like within an hour, three-quarters of my bait is dead. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Sounds like a flow problem to me. What do you think, Fred?
Either flow or, you know, don't overload it.
I'm not overloading it. It has a drain at the bottom and a drain at the top. Should I keep both those things cracked to make a better flow, or?
Well, you know, you have to. Yeah, I'm not sure the exact. Mark Wish has all that detail down on how fast your bait tank should fill.
Yeah. Gallons per minute, you know.
And that's crucial, is how fast your bait tank fills.
Another issue that a lot of, you know, stock, like molded-in tanks have is the amount of space that's in the tank on a boat like, you know, on skiffs like ours, like on your Sea Fox, you know, that when you're running. We had this problem real bad in Neil's old boat, and the bait tank maybe is a 40-gallon tank if it was completely full, but it only fills to, you know, the drain is at about 35 gallons. So there's a big area of void at the top. And then when you get running, the amount of slosh is huge, and all that water is turned over and churned up, and it doesn't allow the bait to settle and circulate. And, there was a problem in that the top drain drained too quickly, and it left, you know, too turbulent and violent of an area when you were running.
Yeah, I could see that.
It has a lock top. You know, it's an aquarium size. It's cool to look at, but if it doesn't function, I don't want it.
Oh, glass side. Does it have glass sides where you can view the bait?
It's got a glass front and a glass top.
Yeah.
Top locks, and that thing will fill to the top.
Let me tell you something. Bait does not like to be in the light. It's scared. It's freaked out. It wants to be down dark, deep, and is, like you said, it's really neat to look at. It's really cool. But guess what? You ain't helping your bait at all. Put a cover over that thing. Let them be down in the dark.
Maybe paint the front, paint the glass out so that it doesn't.
If you're in love with it, come up with some sort of cover where you can have Velcro.
Yeah,
and if you're sitting at the dock and you want to show your friends the aquarium, and pull the cover off. But if you want your bait not to die, it's freaked out in the light. I mean, you're shining a light on something that everything in the ocean eats. Birds, seals, fish. And they want to be hiding, and you've got a spotlight on them.
Good point, yeah. So I think, cover that up, and then also check your flows. Check how much, and maybe you might have to put a new pump on or change your circulation. But certainly the master at that is Mark up at Pacific Edge, and maybe even give him a call up there and ask him for some advice from him about that, and Mark's very helpful about those situations.
One of the things that always sticks out in my mind was Ryan Christensen's boat, who, you know, used to be our phone guy, right. And they have a pro line, and they had a molded-in bait system that was part of, like, the seating in the center console area, and it just, you know, in theory, quote-unquote, it couldn't be changed. That's what it was. And it was just, you know, it just wasn't a good tank. It was an East Coast design tank, not built for holding sardines out here. And, you know, Mark's guidance, they basically, you know, got the Sawzall out and chopped that out and basically fit in an appropriate Pacific Edge, you know, fiberglass molded 40-gallon tank the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, massaged that into the fiberglass and glassed that new tank back in. So there are always things that are doable. You just need to have a pro like that assess the situation and say, yeah, we can easily fix this. We just need to adjust your drain and adjust your pump. Or, hey, we need to start from scratch, but we can do that too.
Yeah, for sure. But that would be – bait is so crucial for our fishing. That's an issue you've got to solve for sure to be successful. And, hey, I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want, a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Penn. We have the best Penn has to offer, including International VISX, Fathom 2-Speed, Torque 2-Speed, Fathom Star Drag, and so much more. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Penn saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we were just talking about how Shimano's always coming out with the great innovations. You have to work in a tackle store to keep up with it all, and by God, Rock Hunt Rick works in a tackle store, so... Bait Runner, you just said there's four different styles of bait runner.
Well, yeah, I mean, that Bait Runner feature is so perfect for the live bait style fishing we do, and that Bait Runner feature is on several different models of Bait Runner, from the Bait Runner OCs that are as inexpensive as $99. The most common is the Bait Runner D. It's basically that same Bait Runner feature on a very smooth, very nice spinning reel, very nice handle, good drags, not too terribly expensive, all the way on up to the Thunnus, which is a carbon fiber body, a really good drag system, really big handles, lots of torque, good for tuna fishing, but still having that Bait Runner feature. So you can find Bait Runner live line style features from reels as cheap as $100 all the way up to $300+.
Thanks to guys like the Everingham brothers, we live in a live bait world here.
No doubt.
And having a reel that can fish easily for everybody, live bait, the Bait Runner is the key there.
No doubt.
Match it up with the right Therese rod or the right Terramar rod.
Yeah, they got those brand new Terramar spinners they got introduced this year at
ICAST.
Really? They are awesome.
Yeah, so check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds a comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. And the catch for it today is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros in the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, salts, and cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
All right, and let's find out what's going on at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Our buddy Shane is filling in this morning. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, Shane.
Whoop, Shane, good morning,
there
Shane.
There he is. Hey, Shane, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. How are you?
Great, great. How's everything up at Dana Wharf?
Just wonderful. Jump right into it. Half-day stuff, typical this time of the year, I suppose. Still picking away at the bass, still able to actually, you know, grab one of the smaller sardines out of the tank and get a bass on the fly line going. A little bit more finesse, but, you know, more and more sheephead and whitefish filtering in as, you know, more efforts focused on the bottom with the water cooling a little bit. But still clean, nice-looking water, a few bonita scattered along the edge of the spots on the half-day zone still. So that's just been just steady along. Three-quarter-day boat, targeting rockfish in the deeper water still. We had a really nice day yesterday with a really good grade of some reds and some groupers and the mixed rockfish to go along with it, of course. Going to stick with that for sure until that stuff's over, of course. Our halibut derby's in full swing. We're actually out right now on one of our drift trips. We have the halibut derby going on, so we have two targeted drift trips Friday and Sunday. You can actually enter on one of our open party trips as well by, you know, cashing in extra $5 and getting the halibut ticket just in case. But we are on one of our targeted drift trips. The derby started off real nice. We have 18 fish on our leaderboard out of 25 so far. They have a lot of cash prizes going off this year, a lot of grab bags and tackle prizes and stuff. So each month, I mean, there's a handful of different prizes and lots of different ways to win. So for more information on this kind of stuff with the derby or how to get on one of our trips, of course, danwharf.com. Or you can call the office direct, 496-5794. Definitely key if you guys, you know, making these reservations this time of year, getting these boats off the dock and keeping them off the dock. So, as well as saving a few bucks on one of our trips, you can link us on your guys' website, I believe, right? Let's Talk Hookup website on there.
Indeed. And you have that special code, right?
That's what I thought. I think save you guys can link us on your website and save you some money on one of our trips.
Quite a bit of money too, yeah, for sure. Well, Shane,
very cool to hear that drift, the halibut drift trips are starting back up. That's always a really fun thing this time of year. Watching, you know, obviously you guys target the halibut, but then also the money and prizes that are won amongst people. It's something that's really fun and it cracks us up every year. It doesn't ever seem to matter how big of a fish you get. Nobody's ever safe on that leaderboard.
I know the lady sitting in first with the 25-pounders out today sweating. So
yeah, that's
you're never
cool.
Safe, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the cool thing is those trips are dedicated to halibut, because halibut fishing, let's face it, can be pretty boring sometimes. But
that's
you have to,
we limit the load, and
it makes it
a little bit easier, and we can focus in a little bit more with the limited load, and yeah, it's a lot of life around our area lately, a lot of bait, so it's real promising. We've got a full loads almost every single Sunday.
That's
some
really
serious
cool bites. Yeah, for sure. Well, how's your dad doing?
He's doing good. He just got back from Mag Bay. They had a phenomenal trip down there off the Wahoo. Great marlin fishing. Good inshore fishing in the estuaries and stuff. That's where I get jealous.
No doubt. That's awesome, Shane.
All right. The legendary Todd Manser, of course, is Shane's dad. And this kid, I was telling Rick, I remember Shane when he was just a little tiny kid.
Yes.
I remember,
I was a little kid with the Captain Hook boats.
Yeah, Shane, exactly.
Shane, you bum Pete out. He literally, during the break, looked at us, man, I remember when he was born, man. That's not cool.
I'll be 30 next year, you guys.
Yeah, wow. Well, Shane, great you're following well in your dad's footsteps there at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. How do we get a hold of you if we want to get fishing at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
You guys can go danawharf.com, of course, or you guys can call the web. You can call the office direct at 496-5794, code 949.
Appreciate
great job,
that,
buddy.
Shane. Great job, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, guys, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, appreciate that. We're waiting for Gundy, but, you know, it's Thanksgiving weekend. You never know with Gundy what's going on.
I can see a little turkey, little extra turkey, maybe a little extra shot. Maybe he's probably down trying to catch a fall Corbina or something for us. You never know. In the meantime, that is going to wrap up our catch board, and hopefully we'll hear from Gundy later on. But that is, again, sponsored by Bill Varnay's 2019 CCA Sport Fishing Tide Calendar. It's now available right now. There's great pictures, including one of a 60-pound lingcod that Pete's holding up. Great pictures. It's got the best tide charts of anything you'll find, moon phases, all the important dates and fun fishing trips, and a whole bunch more. In addition, you have a chance to win prizes each month, and you can help support CCA by purchasing that 2019 calendar at Tackle Shops, Landings, Turner's Outdoorsman, or online at surffishtackle.com.
Yeah, Bill did a great job with that calendar, and got my new copy yesterday. That is such a great resource, because that tide chart in there is the best tide chart. There's no question about it.
There was that one-year gap when Bill Rucker was putting the calendar out and you know, just was done doing it, retired from it, not doing the calendar anymore, and then it wasn't around, and all of us in the shop were like, well, the hell am I supposed to, you know, you get so used to that killer tide lines and, you know, having to pick up the old school tide book again and like, okay, wait, you know, okay, low tide, AM, okay, I think I got this again, you know. I'm glad we got our tide lines back, because it sure is nice to just visually look at it and be like, okay, this is the day to fish the bay. This is the day to go out and fish out front with Fred. It's happening.
That's it for sure. All right. Well, thanks for Bill for doing that, and get it to your local tackle store at surffishtackle.com. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. You want to get through 877-792-1090, open right now.
All right, let's jump in, talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be able to get on your show. You know, I had the pleasure of being able to go on the Daily Double. I actually won a trip, and it's been quite a few years ago, just to date it. I think it was the first year that the Tranks 500 came out, and we had such a good time. My wife likes to fish, but going on that boat made it so pleasurable. We went down off, I think it was off IB, and you know, the mixture of people on the boat that day was really amazing, because you had people from Arizona, families. You had there was a woman who was in charge of building the new Boeing 7, I don't know, giant plane.
One of those big ones.
Yeah, one of the big ones.
Real big and real stressful too. But she was, I mean, be able to, you know, hobnob with these people. We got, we caught quite a few fish. The kid with the Tranks was on the bow casting like a, you know, a maniac, and he hooked a big yellow. And Fred turned to be like a little kid. He was running, okay, you got this. You got coaching the kid. Fred was having more fun than the kid. They landed the thing. It was, I don't know, it was way over 20, something like 25. My wife and I brought home a couple calico bass, which were delicious. And, you know, so easy. And I just wanted to say thanks for that trip. I still remember it clearly. And Daily Double is just a lot of fun.
That's right.
So thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Hills. Appreciate it, Hills.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call. How often are you on the boat, Fred?
I try to be on the boat 4 or 5 days a week.
4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah.
It's usually Fred or one of your second operators, but I mean, I see Fred passing by.
I know.
Every single day, you know,
always working.
Always there, yeah.
Still have a passion for it.
Yeah, I've
got to go.
Yeah, I get up in the morning and I get to go fishing. People pay me money to go take them fishing.
Yeah. You know, you see a lot of operators, you know, they kind of like get somebody else to start running the boat. Not Fred, man. He runs the boat.
Well, if you get to sleep in your own bed at night, you know, how is it not easy to get up and go fishing in the morning?
Heck yeah. Especially,
you know, it's funny. I'm thinking I know who he's talking about. Little Gavin. Gavin's been fishing with me for about 3 or 4 years now. And I think he's 13 this year. So I think he's starting when he's 9 or 10. But this child is sharp.
Yeah.
And he, going back about 3 years, he caught a 40-pound yellow in IB.
Wow.
And,
no kidding.
And I have not caught a 40-pound yellow on a half-day trip.
Yeah, I'd say. And that's a pretty rare catch.
This young man, Gavin, is pretty accomplished.
Yeah.
And he got a little help with that fish, but only because it got caught in the kelp.
Kelp, yeah.
And that was... it's not very often when a customer says, oh, remember that time, and it's like, yeah, you know, a million trips later, no. But I think I can kind of picture
that one.
I can kind of picture the trip the gentleman's talking about, and like you said, it was a great mix of people. You know, we love our Arizona customers. They come over in July and they're just so happy to be out of the heat of hell. that they're the easiest people in the world to please. You know, they're just happy to be on the boat, and if you just treat them politely and if they catch a fish, they're having a grand time. And you know, those trips we so look forward to them. And
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, Hills, good one. See, he remembered that one. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way, including another full hour. We got more catch reports, more phone calls, and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Mighty 1090.
I got my love.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment. Fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XFRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
It's long range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in, with more experience and expertise on long range fishing than anyone. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your long range trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's the Black Friday Sell-a-thon at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They've got great offers across the Ford lineup through Cyber Monday. Ford is offering a great lease on two of their top SUVs, Escape and Explorer. Lease one during the sell-a-thon and take advantage of the amazing deals. Stop into your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer to test drive one and qualify today. If you need a new truck, your San Diego County Ford dealers have got you covered during the sell-a-thon. They've got great financing deals plus cash back on the legendary F-150. It's the best-selling truck in California for a reason. Tis the season to be trucking. The new F-150s are strong and full of technology. Nothing beats F-150. For Black Friday, your San Diego County Ford dealers are bringing back the trade assist towards select vehicles. Get more for your qualified trade. Stop by your closest dealership to learn more and trade up to a new Ford. But you have to act fast. All sell-a-thon offers absolutely end Cyber Monday. Get the details at buyfordnow.com and visit your San Diego County Ford dealer right away.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.